The opinions expressed in the following program are provided for general information purposes only and should not be construed as advice from CJAD 800 or Bell Media. Listeners should always consult their own qualified healthcare provider with medical questions or concerns. The following is sponsored content.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:06, minus 12 right now in downtown Montreal, minus 19 with the wind chill. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm good, Kel. How are you?
I'm great. I always love... I always love seeing you, but like every time I get to host your show, I get excited because I always learn something new every single time.
Thank you.
And then I get to feel like I'm a doctor for an hour. It's great.
It is a great profession.
It's true.
I love it.
It's true. It's the one time my parents are super proud of me is when I host the show. 514-790-0800 is the number to call if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie. Again, he's here until 8 o'clock. And of course, we'd love for you to text us as well if you have questions, 514-800. And don't forget as well that you can reach out to Ronnie at his office, 514-937-2757. 514-937-2757 is the phone number. And of course, the website is monkmd.com. That is MUNKMD.com. And we always love when you follow Ronnie on social media. He's always got a ton of content. What I love seeing is that he actually posts about procedures. So if you're ever sort of trepidatious about maybe doing Botox or what have you, there are often pictures posted or videos posted so you get an idea of actually how that procedure goes down. So it takes away a lot of the anxiety. So you can follow Ronnie on Instagram at MonkMD, and also the Facebook page is that as well. And we'd love for you to join us on Facebook Live tonight because Ronnie always loves to do the show on Facebook Live. So if you check MonkMD again, you can click in and see behind the scenes here at CJD. And I know, Ronnie, right off the top, we have a big announcement to talk about because you have a patient appreciation event, which is coming up soon. And CJD, our CJD listeners, are actually the first to actually hear about the big thing that's coming.
First time we're talking about it.
Awesome. So do you want to give a little overview about what's coming? Because I know that there's going to be, I guess, like great savings and a great deal for people to come and take part of this.
Yeah. I mean, we try to do these from time to time to really show our patients our appreciation. And, you know, they what keep me busy throughout the day and my office running. And, you know, I love what I do. I love improving skin quality, and I love helping people feel better in their own skin. And it's all thanks to my great patients. So we wanted to do something for them, and we came up with this event, which is going to kind of last the week. Spots are limited in terms of booking, but it's going to be on injectables, on fillers, which we're going to talk a lot about tonight. And you can talk about the actual details of the event, but I'm really excited about it, and I think it's a great benefit for my patients. And if you're at all thinking about doing some work or improving with injectables, then you can really benefit from a promotion like that.
Perfect. And yeah, just to give you a bit of an idea about what you can look forward to, if you there's a saving of up to $750 with facial injections. So you end up paying for three fillers, for example, and then you'd get the fourth one free. So that's one of the options. And potentially, if you need some sort of, you know, mild adjustment or just your cheeks, you can save the equivalent to the tax, 15% off. And then also, if you're looking to have some lip fillers done, you can save $75. And if you need more information, again, Ronnie's team, his staff is just amazing. I love them so much. They're always so kind and very helpful. So you can reach out to them at the office, again, 514-939-2757. And again, the website, monkmd.com. So we're going to get into talking about Botox and fillers tonight on the show. And again, if you'd like to reach out, we are here, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. So let's talk a lot or kick things off, I guess we'll say, Ronnie, with Botox, because again, you know, that's like, I think, like almost like the word Kleenex, like it gets thrown out there and not, you know, we kind of know what it does, but not really sure. So yeah. What is Botox?
Botox is the number one cosmetic in the world at this moment. And, you know, I see so many people and they're so anxious about Botox and they don't want to look fake and they want to look natural. And, you know, what will Botox do for me? And what I explain to people is Botox is simply a muscle relaxant.
Okay.
So if you inject it into a muscle that's contracting hard and strong, it's going to cause the muscle to not contract as hard. It's going to relax that muscle. So it's used for all sorts of indications. Did I ever tell you how Botox was discovered? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
So they were injecting Botox into patients with strabismus. Okay. So strabismus is basically a lazy eye.
Okay.
And when you have a lazy eye, sometimes it's caused by one of the muscles in the eye that actually is contracting too strong and it's pulling the eye one side. So it's kind of drifting because of that muscle contraction. So in those types of patients, Botox is really helpful because when you inject Botox into that muscle that's contracting, causing the eye to pull, it will relax and you'll be able to have a normal position to your eye. And what they noticed in these patients that they were injecting Botox into, and this is back in the 70s, what they noticed is that these people had very few lines around their eyes. And they put two and two together and they realized that the Botox is a muscle relaxant. Yes, it relaxes the muscle in the eye, but it also relaxes the muscle around the eye. And that helps the wrinkles. So that's when Botox was really discovered for cosmetic purposes, was in the 70s. So if you think about it now, we're about 50 years out since we've been using it for cosmetic purposes. It is the best studied drug on the planet. I mean, and you talk about, you know, drugs, Tylenol, Advil, nothing has been more studied more closely and scrutinized more closely than Botox. And it is the safest in terms of, you know, what we're putting into our body. I'll tell you what I love about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love the safety. It's a very safe product. So it's derived from a bacteria, that's called Clostridium botulinum. It's derived from that bacteria. It's a toxin caused by that bacteria produces it. And that's how the bacteria protects itself, is it paralyzes muscles or it relaxes muscles. So when it's ingested and by large quantities by their prey will not be able to breathe and die because it relaxes their diaphragmatic or their breathing muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially it is this toxin. When it's injected properly into muscles of the face, it totally relaxes those muscles so you can contract them as strong. And so those lines or wrinkles caused by the expression and the contraction of those muscles will totally improve after delivering Botox. So I love its safety.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very safe product when it's done properly. What a lot of people don't know is that the dosage we use for cosmetic purposes is so much less than other purposes. When it's used for migraines, for example, when it's used for muscle spasms, so, you know, people with cerebral palsy, they have spastic muscles. You inject it into those muscles, it relaxes that. They're using doses 3 to 4 times higher than we're using for cosmetic purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So for cosmetics, very safe, very effective. And the other thing I love about it is it's not permanent. It will not last forever. So if you're that person that does have a rare side effect or you don't love it, which is unusual because most people absolutely love it,
mm-hmm.
then it will not last forever. It will totally reverse itself. It is very, very safe.
Perfect.
So those are some of my favorite things with Botox.
Now, yeah, and we're going to get into much more about Botox. And a little bit later, we're going to talk about like how long it has actually been used for cosmetics and how long, just to sort of piggyback off what you're saying, how long it can last. Like, is it months? Is it a year? Like, we're going to get into all the nitty gritty parts about Botox. If you do have questions for, again, Dr. Monk, he's here until 8 o'clock on CJAD.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you until 8 o'clock. If you have questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Again, if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Monk at his office, 514-937-2757. And the website is monkmd.com, and that is MUNKMD.com. We are talking all things Botox on the show tonight. But of course, if you have other questions, we're happy to answer that too. But I know that we've definitely inspired some listeners because Judy is on the line and has a Botox question for Dr. Monk. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi,
how Judy. Are you? What's your question for Dr. Monk?
My question is Botox for migraines and migraines that are in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that will really help?
You know what? It's worth a try, Judy, because it really does help a lot of tension headaches, migraines. Now, it depends where the migraines are happening. So, for example, if the migraines are on the forehead or the upper frontal scalp. Botox is really helpful there. Some people have migraines localized more to the backside of their scalp, and, you know, injecting Botox in those areas is very helpful. If you're saying it's more around the eye area, then, you know, I mean, I inject around the eye area anyways for cosmetic reasons, but it's definitely worth a try to put some Botox there and see if it helps. Because, you know, essentially what migraines are is it's pulling of the muscle, it's vasodilation of the blood vessels in the area, but there is some muscular activity there. So there's no reason why Botox couldn't potentially help you. So I would definitely give it a try.
Judy, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We are off to the races with Cheryl. Cheryl, what's your question for Dr. Monk?
It's not for cosmetic reasons. My son has excessive sweating called hydrosis, and he was suggested by the doctor to do Botox in his hands. Are there any, like, severe problems that could happen after he gets the Botox?
So Botox, you know, the way Botox works, like I was talking about it a bit previously, is that it affects the muscles, but what it's really doing is it affects the nerve supply to those muscles. And, you know, the sweat glands react the same way. It's affecting the nerve signals and the nerve supply to the sweat glands. And so the area that you inject with Botox, it's remarkable how much the sweating is diminished and reduced. So I do a lot of hyperhidrosis treatment with Botox in my practice. Areas that are very responsive to treatment include the armpits, the palms, and the soles. What I will say is the armpits are very easy to treat. It's not painful. And the treatment will last, the results will last a good 6 to 12 months. So a lot of my patients will do it once a year, and they will stop sweating from their armpits. It's remarkable.
Wow.
In the hands, the most difficult thing is we have a lot of nerve supplies feeding our hands. So it is more sensitive skin. So the Botox works extremely well there, but it is tougher to tolerate the injections just because of the thick skin and the nerves. It's sensitive. So what we do in my office is we use ice, we use vibration, we inject the Botox all over the hands. We do it quite often for, you know, a good number of people, and they're super happy. It works very, very well, but I would say the injections are the toughest part of that to take, because it's not long. It takes about 10 minutes to do the procedure, but it is a lot of poking in the palm where it's more sensitive. So we get our patients through it no problem, but it's a little bit tougher of an area. What I will say, though, is results will last 6 to 12 months. You'll have much less sweating of your palms, and it's a really, really safe treatment option. The biggest side effect that can happen is, you know, it's been reported where you get a little bit of muscle weakness. So maybe you'll have a bit of difficulty opening up a jar with some fine motor movement or having, you know, a lot of force in your hands. To be honest, in my clinic, I've rarely, if ever, seen that reaction. It's really, as long as you use the appropriate dosage, I haven't had any issues with motor weakness. My patients are very satisfied. And so if you sweat a lot, it's definitely worth a try.
Cheryl, thank you so much for the call. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, your host, Kelly Alexander, with you. I know before the break, Ronnie, we wanted to talk a little bit about the, I guess, the length of a Botox treatment. So how long does it actually stay in you?
So the actual treatment will take, you know, it depends on how much I'm injecting in a given session, but it'll take, let's say, 5 minutes. It's a very quick, few pokes using a very, very small needle, not painful. There's no downtime. There's no bruising. It's a very simple treatment to administer. Mm-hmm. How long will it last? It depends on the person, but I would say the average is anywhere from 3 to 5 months. So, for example, when I do foreheads or between the eyebrows, the frown lines, my patients will tend to see me anywhere from 2 or 3 times per year. So it is something you got to maintain if you like it, because the Botox does wear off after a few months. But the reason it's number one cosmetic in the world is because it works. It shaves a few years off. You look fresh. And if it's done properly, it looks very natural, and it makes a big difference in how you will age. So for all those reasons, Botox is really number one.
Question for you, Ronnie, and I'm sure there's somebody that's thinking about this either at home or in the car right now. Let's say you decide to do Botox treatments and you do them for like a year and a half or whatever, and then for whatever reason, you just stop or you forget, whatever it is.
Well, you don't want to continue.
Yeah. Will you look weird? Like, will it? You know what I mean? Like, I'm wondering if you've been filling it and then all of a sudden it's not.
It's a very common question I get. So a lot of people are thinking just like you. You actually do not. So anything you hear, it's a myth. If you stop doing your injections because you decide it's just not for you, what happens with Botox in particular is that the muscle function just gradually comes back very slowly. But what's very interesting is even after my patients will do one Botox session, when they're due for their second treatment, I see that their muscles are already weaker than they were before they came to see me. So if you relax those muscles to a certain extent, over time, eventually you unlearn how to use those. You learn or unlearn how to use those muscles. You basically stop using those muscles and they weaken on their own. And even without Botox, your muscles become weak, which is a very good thing because you don't need as much Botox over time.
Okay. Okay.
So it's very interesting. People that have been doing Botox for many, many years, even when they're due for their Botox, they don't frown properly, if I can say that, because they just haven't used those muscles in so long that those muscles are very weak at that time, even when they're due for their Botox. So it's a very interesting phenomenon, but you don't need to have strong frown muscles. That's what I tell people. To look natural, we don't need frowners. Frowning makes us look sad. It makes us look angry. There's nothing natural necessarily about it. That doesn't mean we don't need movement. Mm-hmm. We need forehead movement. We need to be able to smile. So there's certain muscles that I relax more than others to get a very natural result.
Okay, perfect. In 20 seconds or less, can you say to us what age is a good time to start?
As soon as you start to notice fine lines, you should treat. So I have some people in their early or late 20s that want to start treating with Botox. As soon as the lines start to become obvious without contracting the muscle, it's the best time to treat because it's going to prevent them from getting deeper. So Botox is totally preventative. Does that mean that when you're older and the lines are there at rest, you're too late? No, of course you can still treat and get a nice result, but there's no question about it. The sooner you treat, the better your prevention will be, the less Botox you'll need over time, the more natural it'll look.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander. We are here until 8 o'clock on CJD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Tonight, we're talking a lot about Botox and fillers. And so if you have any questions about that specifically, now would be a great time to join us. And don't forget, by the way, we wanted to pass this message along again. Dr. Monk is having a patient appreciation event, which is it next week, Ronnie? When's it starting?
You know what? I think it starts as of today.
As of today.
As of this show.
As of this show, because this is the big announcement.
We're announcing it.
Yep. Okay.
And it's going to go on, as I'm told by my staff. Spaces are limited. We have 15 available.
Yeah.
So it's going to go on until they're used up.
Okay, perfect. So again, limited spaces, but CJD, our listeners right now are the first to know about this. And so if you'd like to sign up, there's great savings involved. For example, a savings of up to $750 with facial injections. So for example, you'd pay for three fillers and get the fourth one free. If you need a mild adjustment or just your cheeks done, you can save the equivalent of the tax. And then if you're looking to have lip fillers, you can save $75. And again, the staff can answer you on any specific question you would have. And the number for the office is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. So let's talk a little bit about Botox and clenching. How does that work?
You know, it amazes me that there aren't more dentists that are aware of this. So I get patients all the time in my office coming to see me with clenching, and they tell me, you know, they've been wearing night guards for 3 years or a few years and it makes a difference, but they're still clenching. And I ask them, was it your dentist that sent you to me for your Botox? And most of the time it isn't. And I can't believe that not more dentists are aware about it, because the results with it are incredible. So when we clench or we grind our teeth, what happens is we develop these big muscles in the back of our jaw called our masseter muscles. And those muscles become like any muscle that you work hard that works a lot. Those muscles become very bulky.
Wow.
So oftentimes, just by looking at somebody, I can tell if they grind or they clench their teeth, because a lot of the times, because that muscle has bulk to it, you can develop a more square lower face or jawline. So women who develop or have a lower, women who have a square lower jawline, a lot of the times it's related to tension or clenching or just grinding their teeth and using that muscle a lot.
Okay.
So when I do Botox and I go directly into that muscle, it does like Botox does with all the other muscles. It relaxes it.
Yeah.
So you can't use it anymore to clench and grind. So number one, it will stop your grinding and clenching. You don't need a night guard. It's a simple procedure. It takes 5 minutes to do. It's painless. And it will last 4 to 6 months where you will stop grinding your teeth or clenching. And you can get migraines and headaches from that depending on how severe you're clenching down. So that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition, if you have a square jawline and you're looking to slim out that muscle and slim out your lower face and have a more feminine appearance, it is incredibly effective at reducing that muscle mass and shaping the lower face. So it's more for women because mm-hmm. men, it's very manly and attractive to have a square lower jawline. But if you're a woman and you have that, it looks very manly. And that's often a result of clenching the jaw and the teeth. So Botox into the lower face, within 2 to 3 months, you see a huge change. Within 2 weeks, you feel a huge change. You're not going to grind and have that tension feeling in the lower teeth. And you do it twice a year, and it's incredibly effective. And I wish it was covered by insurances. It should be, because it's really, there's a medical indication for it. Unfortunately, it isn't,
mm-hmm.
but it is worth every penny because it really will affect your life if you're a grinder.
Just to follow up on that, because I know a lot of people sometimes where they, if they do grind and they have that, like you said, they get there's headaches and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever treated anybody that might have tinnitus? Would that help, do you think?
Ringing in the ears.
Yeah, ringing in the ears where it would like loosen everything up.
If it's related to tension and clenching in the lower face, 100% it would help.
Okay.
If somebody has tinnitus without the clenching, I don't think it's going to do much, right?
Right, okay.
You have to kind of go see a ear specialist and have your ear evaluated, make sure there's nothing internal.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's an external thing and it's caused by the clenching or the grinding, no brainer.
Wow.
So if you grind or clench or you wear a night guard, I really recommend you try Botox in your lower face. It will really change your life.
That is fascinating, Ronnie. Yeah, we've never talked about this before. This is amazing. That's because, like, I think there's someone listening right now, including a family member of mine, I think, that I'm going to call up as soon as we're off the air.
Well, I'm telling you, I can't believe how many dentists don't know about this.
Yeah.
And just last month, I gave a group of dentists a talk on it.
Okay.
And they were all asking me questions. They all were new to this. And this is stuff that's been study proven for years in the dermatology literature.
Okay.
I mean, there's study after study after study showing its efficacy and how to do it. And it's a very safe procedure. And the dentists, I guess the dental literature is different. And, you know, they're more inclined to say use a night guard. But to me, I don't want to sleep with a night guard. I tried once and I kind of gagged and I couldn't take it. So I want to do Botox if I clench a lot.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, the impact on quality of life is tremendous for these people.
This is fascinating. Yeah. Wow, this is fascinating. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about Botox versus fillers, because again, this is something where probably people think it's one and the same.
Yeah. How many people come up to me and say, I don't want Botox in my lips because I don't want big lips? And I say, if I put Botox in your lips, they will change zero. Because Botox is a liquid that doesn't add any volume, whereas fillers are totally different.
Okay.
So the most common fillers I inject, they're hyaluronic acid fillers. I explain to my patients, this is a very natural substance. We all have it in our skin. We all lose it as we get older. So my goal as a cosmetic dermatologist is to replace that hyaluronic acid where it's being lost. And as long as I do it in the proper proportions, in the proper balance, and maintain a good balance and flow with your face, it's going to look natural, it's going to look amazing, and it's going to turn back the clock 5 to 10 years because it's going to lift your face the way it was when you had the hyaluronic acid. So people are so afraid because, you know, we see people all the time in Hollywood and on the street that look disproportionate and their lips are don't look like they fit their face, and their cheeks are too chipmunky. And this is unfortunate for the industry because this is not what we want to achieve.
Yeah.
And this scares a lot of people to go out and try these things. But when you try it with a trained professional who's really trained in proper anatomy, proportions, and just how an aesthetic face should look, the results can be really amazing for you.
Okay.
If you're open to it.
And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. Your host, Kelly Alexander, with you on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. We are here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're talking about Botox and fillers ce soir on the big show. And I want to get to Colleen because you have a question for Dr. Monk. Colleen?
Yes, hi.
Go ahead.
Dr. Monk, I wanted to ask, since hitting menopause, I've never had any skin issues before. And now all of a sudden, I'm getting like the milia around the eyelids, and it's sort of like a skin growth, you know, on the cheek. And I'm trying to figure out what procedure would be necessary to remove them.
Yeah, it's incredible how many changes we have in our skin around the time of menopause. You realize how beneficial those hormones are. For the skin, I mean, the skin gets more dry with menopause. We get more, we're more prone to eczema. You know, our skin's more sensitive, and we are more prone to these milia. So milia, for those that aren't aware, are basically like little blocked pores that happen often in very dry skins or sometimes some very oily skins or sometimes people just prone to it. Common areas involved are the nose, around the eyes, anywhere on the face, really, you can have it. But especially around the eyes, I say it's common to get milia. Best treatment for milia is really exfoliation. So if you use, you know, some ingredients like glycolic acid, retinol, those help to kind of keep the pores as clear as possible. But sometimes no matter what, you're going to be predisposed to milia. And so the other thing I do in my office is I'll use a little bit of an electric needle and kind of just burn them and open them up. And then they form a scab for 3 to 5 days and then they heal really, really well. So what I would recommend really is keep your skin moisturized because, you know, with menopause, it's dry. Exfoliate daily with something gentle, glycolic, retinol, whatever. If you want advice, you can always call my clinic and ask my staff. We're happy to help. And then if you ever need them to be treated, come see me and I'd be happy to take them off for you.
Great.
Thank you so much, Colleen. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Victoria, you have a question?
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Monk and Kelly.
Hi, Victoria.
Hello.
Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Dr. Monk, my right hand feels weak at times and trembles. And I was wondering, is there something wrong? Am I eating the wrong food? And I feel sometimes like dropping the glass on the floor, but I haven't done that.
So those symptoms sound very important, Victoria, and I would definitely have that evaluated. You know, especially having unilateral hand weakness is something that you need to look into. You can't ignore those symptoms. And there's a lot of reasons that that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a carpal tunnel. It could be a slight...
Botox help with that?
Neuropathy.
Ronnie, can Botox help with carpal tunnel?
No, it wouldn't help.
No
because
way.
The issue with carpal tunnel is there's actually compression in the median nerve.
Oh, okay.
So one of the main nerves, you know, applying sensation to the hand is being pressed upon.
Okay.
So you have to actually do surgery and release the tension on the nerve.
Oh, I see.
And that
okay.
will affect it. So no, Botox wouldn't help there. But anyways, having unilateral hand weakness sounds important, and it should definitely be evaluated, not by a dermatologist, probably by your family physician or somebody who, you know, can properly evaluate the muscles, the nerves, and make sure that they're all functioning properly.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I know we wanted to get to Cool Sculpting before the end of the show. And it's been a hot minute since we've actually talked about that, mm-hmm. Cool Sculpting. But it's coming into, well, we're coming into bikini season.
This is the season.
Anytime, any moment now is going to be bikini season.
Yeah.
So I guess just quickly, Ronnie, if people haven't heard of this yet, what is Cool Sculpting?
So Cool Sculpting is my go-to procedure for body sculpting. So it's basically freezing. It's a freezing technology, the first of its kind, where you're actually treating fat cells. You're freezing them to about minus 13 degrees Celsius. And at that temperature, they develop these crystals inside the cells, and they basically will break up and die. So you're killing fat cells. It's causing fat cell apoptosis. Mm-hmm. And then your immune system's cleaning up the debris and what's left. Clinically, what that translates into is incredible results with tightening the body and getting rid of fat pockets. So if, for example, you have some love handles and you can squeeze them, so it's that superficial fat you can squeeze, then Cool Sculpting is incredibly effective at shaping it, reducing the fat, having the area look tighter, having your pants feel better on you. Areas that are really treatable, it's the flanks, it's the abdomen. So we do a lot of abdomen around the belly button, and it's super effective for there. Back fat, bra fat. If you have pouches of fat under your bra or bra roll, mm-hmm. incredibly good for that. We even do arms. We do thighs, inner and outer thighs. We do knees. You know, some men and women have
right.
that dangling fat above their kneecaps.
Mm-hmm.
We do knees. So anywhere you can kind of pinch the fat, very, very treatable with Cool Sculpting. And the reason it's so popular this time of year is because it takes a few months to get the results. So if you're thinking about having a awesome summer body, now's the time to treat, because at least I'd say a good 3 months before you're really going to see and feel the differences with Cool Sculpting. But incredibly safe, effective. So as you can see from the show, I'm all about safety, efficacy. I want to deliver results for my patients, and Cool Sculpting really fits into that portfolio because it is very safe. Most people can do it, and it really works as long as you're the proper candidate and your fat is superficial fat. So that needs a proper evaluation, but if we can squeeze it, we can freeze it.
I love that. And you, we've talked about this before on the show. You let me come down and see a session,
mm-hmm.
and it was super fast. Like I was so into it. And your patient was, she was on her iPhone, like having the best time ever.
It's look,
no pain.
Treatments are 35 minutes a cycle. Mm-hmm. How many cycles could you do at one time? It really depends. I have some patients that come in, do 6 to 8 cycles. It takes them 3 hours and they're in and out. There's no pain. It's an easy thing to do. There's really no healing involved. And, I mean, that's why it's really taken off. It's incredible how much Cool Sculpting there is around, but it's because it's finally delivering a proper alternative to surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a great option and there's minimal downtime with it.
And I know I think the only real sort of thing that pops up is you have a bit of numbness, right, occasionally?
For sure. So when I did my stomach, for example, I was numb for a good 5 to 6 weeks after. No pain. I could do all my daily activities, but it felt funny. It was a numbness. The sensation was not normal. It always reverses itself, so it's never an issue long term, but
okay.
having that numbness is definitely a normal sensation afterwards.
And just in the last 30 seconds, I know that you want people to understand that this is not like a fat losing.
You're not going to lose weight.
Yeah.
You're going to feel better. You're mm-hmm. going to look better. I mean, the important thing is the aesthetic. You're going to look better. Your clothing will fit better on you. But it's not to lose weight. If you want to lose weight, my advice, you lose your weight first.
Mm-hmm.
Get to your within 15, 20 pounds of your goal, let's say, and then we can Cool Sculpt you. I like to Cool Sculpt people not necessarily at their goal weight, because once you start to feel better about your body, you're going to be more motivated to do the diet changes and the exercise. So to me, it all goes hand in hand. But if you're not at your goal weight and you're doing those things and then we Cool Sculpt you, you will be more motivated. You'll see that improvement and you'll just feel better about your body. It's really rewarding as a physician doing Cool Sculpting to see the types of changes we can make in people's lives.
Perfect. And don't forget, we're just about out of time, but don't forget that Dr. Monk has a patient appreciation event that's going on. We just announced it tonight, so you are the first to know about it. If you want more information, there's limited spots available, so definitely call up his office, 514-937-2757, and the website is monkmd.com. Ronnie, thank you so much. Always happy to hang out with you.
Thank you, Callie. Happy to be here.
Ronnie Monk, don't forget again, 514-937-2757. A big shout out to Brian Kalasar for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Thank you to you for listening.